Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And I am your host, Evans Azeninga. Today we are talking to Zimbabwean youth about the ongoing national budget consultation meetings which kicked off yesterday in some parts of the country. But first, let's take a quick look at the US elections. With just weeks to go before Election Day, Arizona is one of the crucial battlegrounds in the 2024 US presidential race. Both Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump know that winning the southern state is key to their path to the White House. VOA's immigration reporter Elaine Burrows traveled to the state to ask voters how immigration is influencing their decision in this election.
Vice President Kamala Harris made her first trip to the U.S.-Mexico border as the Democratic presidential nominee late last month. She walked along a section of a wall built in Douglas, Arizona, during Barack Obama's presidency. Later, at a campaign rally in Douglas, Harris said the country must police its border, but she also called for a better way to welcome immigrants legally.
And so we must reform our immigration system to ensure that it works in an orderly way, that it is humane, and that it makes our country stronger.
Some Arizonans say immigration is the reason they're voting for former President Donald Trump, who has promised to be tougher on illegal immigration.
I have no problem with legal immigration, not at all.
But Jane DeGrazia says those who cross illegally don't belong in the U.S.
And it's very unfair to our country. It's dangerous.
There are over 4.1 million registered voters in Arizona. About 35% are registered as Republicans, while just over 29% are registered as Democrats. Around 34% of voters fall into the other category, which includes independents and those not aligned with the major parties.
So the independent share of the voter pool in Arizona is really growing.
Kimball is the chairman of the Citizens Clean Elections Commission in Tucson, Arizona, and he is registered as an independent voter. He says immigration is not everyone's top issue.
Republicans are far more likely to say the major issue is immigration. Democrats are far more likely to say the major issue is abortion. Independents are more likely to say abortion, but not by an overwhelming amount.
Arizona is the only battleground state that borders Mexico, and one that dealt with a record number of migrant arrivals in 2023. On the day Harris visited the border, Trump, campaigning in Michigan, again promised to close the border.
We will begin the largest deportation operation in American history, and we have no choice but to go.
But this young voter says he would like to see an immigration system that didn't keep families apart for so long.
It's heartbreaking to see, you know, families be split up.
Danielle Gutierrez says his father is a Trump supporter, while his mother says she will vote for Harris.
So I hear it from both sides.
And for the upcoming presidential election, Gutierrez decided to vote for...
I'm decided with the Democratic Party.
While some Arizonans know who they will vote for in November, others are more focused on simply getting more people to the polls. Joseph Garcia is executive director of the Get Out the Vote group, Si Se Vota.
Whatever the issues may be, you know, we want them to be informed voters.
And these voters could help decide who wins the White House on November 5th. Aline Barros, VOA News, Arizona.
And still in the U.S., some Zimbabwean company directors, under the banner of the CEO Africa Roundtable, a high-level platform for corporate chief executive officers and senior executives in both public and private sectors, are in the country on a tour of duty. We caught up with some of them this morning in the U.S. capital, Washington, D.C. Tatanga Kunzwa Kumukuruwe Kambani, CEO Africa Roundtable, Lakipson Gundani.
So sekuziva kwamunoita CEO round table mubatanidzwa kwema CEO mazhinji muZimbabwe neAfrika yose. Saka tinotenderera kunzvimbo zhinji kusanganisira neAmerica tichivasanganisa nemamwe ma CEO anobva kune dzimwe nzvimbo nedzimwe nyika. Donzo riri rekuvaka hukama hwebhizinisi kuti vagone kuinvestirana, vagone kutengeserana, vagone kushamwaridzana nekurodzana pfungwa yatingati knowledge exchange, kuti vagova ma CEOs vane global exposure, vanoita kuti mabhizinisi avo back home ava mabhizinisi akasimba, ane midzi yakasimba, ane ukama wakasimba ne globe rese.
Mungati kubva chirongwa ichi pachatanga kusvika iko zvino mafamba nhano dzakawanda sei?
Tafamba baba muAmerica munomu I think tabata mastates akati wandei uye tane ukama neumwe ubatanidzwa wemabhizimisi ari muAmerica munomu akati wandei kubvira kuna na Chicago, Texas, Atlanta, Georgia, muno mu Washington DC, mu California, the Tennessee, Nevada, Las Vegas, kwese ikoko tane mamwe mapoka emabhizimisi atinoshamwaridzana nayo. But even kunze kweAmerica, I think ita mu Europe tinokama wakadaro foot, wakaenda ku Middle East tinokama wakadaro foot. Donzo but ndele kuti ma members edu ave ma members ane network yakasimba. Sezvamunoziva kuti muchirungu mune ka saying kanoti your network is your net worth.
Mukuru wekambani ye CEO Africa Roundtable vaKipson Gundani. We also heard from the CEO of Tande Mutande, a tech company, Mr. Neva Ncube.
Ngiyabonga njengeqembu le CEO Africa Roundtable singabakhokheli bamabhizimisi eZimbabwe silapha eDC ukuthi sizodinga amathuba achiyeneyo, sizodinga ubudlelwano lama businesses awe America njalo futhi sikhangele ukuthi njengabakhokheli bamabhizinisi eZimbabwe singazuza njani ithuba lokuthi sivulelwe amabhenki lezimali esingazizuza lapha eAmerica ukwenzela ukuthi sizisebenzise emabhizinisini ethu kweleZimbabwe. Siyazi ukuthi iAmerica ngomnotho wayo ile mali enene, and imali eningi le abalayo siyakwazi ukuthi iyahamba kwezinye izindawo kwele Africa, but kukalutshwane ukuthi imali yangikhona ifike kwele Zimbabwe. So njengelunga le-CEO Africa Roundtable sikubone kufanele ukuthi sibuye lapha kwele America sizokhulumisana labo sizwe ukuthi kuyini ukwenza ukuthi bengabuyi bazofaka izimali zabo lamabhizimisi kwele Zimbabwe. Chasisele ngokugcweleyo ukuthi iZimbabwe isivulekile iyavumela ukuthi ama companies awe America abuye kwelakithi bazofaka izimali zabo basebenze lathi njengabo somabhizinisi beZimbabwe sithuthukise ilizwe leZimbabwe.
Umuzwile lapo uNeva Ncube, the CEO of Tande Mutande, a tech company, speaking to us in Washington this morning. And lastly but not least, we also heard from Mr. Simon Chimutsotso, the CEO of another tech, DFA Zimbabwe.
We're specifically here to develop relationship with business from America. We are here to look for opportunities as Zimbabwean businesses, as we especially look into funding our businesses back home. We are also excited to look for new opportunities, new technologies, and especially understand where the American businesses are so that we can enhance our efficiencies, we can enhance our operations back in Zimbabwe.
Are you happy with how your business is performing currently in Zimbabwe?
Certainly we are. The businesses are generally on a growth trajectory. We do have many challenges, but overall, if we look in terms of our profitabilities, in terms of our revenues, we are on an upward trajectory.
What would you say are the major challenges today doing business in Zimbabwe?
So certainly one of our major challenges today is our ability to attract funding into Zimbabwe, both in terms of perceived and real risks. So most of our businesses in Zimbabwe are struggling. We are also struggling with the ability to extend our operations beyond the boundaries of Zimbabwe. We seek to achieve geographical diversification. We seek to export our produces into Africa and beyond.
Mm-hmm. And coming to the U.S., would you say you've made the right inroads to get to where you want to get to?
Certainly. This is a good start. I believe we met with rightful businesses. We have created the initial relationships that are required. And most importantly, we have learned on what we need to do as Zimbabwean businesses to be able to partner successfully with the local businesses.
What a morning there. And Chief Executive Mr. Simon Chimutsotso speaking to us in Washington this morning. Let us take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And if you're just joining us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Now, moving back to our topic for the day, public consultations to gather people's views on Zimbabweans are currently engaged in national budget consultation meetings in some parts of the country, with some doubting if their views will ever be incorporated into the 2025 budget. The Parliamentary Budget Portfolio Committee is conducting this exercise amid concerns of the Zimbabwe Gold, or ZIG, introduced in April this year. And to go through this issue, we have in mind, of course, today, we are joined by Mr. Elton Ziki. He's an economic analyst from the African Coast Trust. And we also have Ms. Ruwa Rashe Miti, a youth advocate and founder of Vibes of Africa. Welcome to the show, Ms. Miti. Welcome to the show, Mr. Ziki.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Let me start with you, Mr. Ziki. I understand you are an economist. Is there a place for young people's voices in the build-up to the national budget? Uh-oh. Can you hear me, sir? Mr. Ziki, are you there? I think we are struggling. We are struggling to get to Mr. Ziki there. But Ms. Miti, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, let me pose the same question to you. Do you think there is a place for young people's voices in the build-up to the national budget?
Oh, Okay, so to start off, the theme is to understand what the national budget is. So I feel that as a young person, there isn't much awareness when it comes to the national budget. Let's take an example of a young person living in the rural India. To say, do they really understand what the national budget means? So we are looking at probably the simple language in terms of the nation explaining the budget terms, what they mean, and actually using the 16 languages in Zimbabwe so that it's relatable to the individuals or to the young people of Zimbabwe. And by that, it then leads to us making sure that the young people are fully engaged. I understand that we do have young parliamentarians, but do they really speak from a youth perspective that is usually waking up day and working day and night in Zimbabwe?
Mm-hmm. You raise very interesting points there. I note awareness and I note the understanding. Okay, let's come back to Mr. Ziki. Okay, we are still struggling to get back to Mr. Ziki, so I'm going to stay with you, Ms. Miti, and talking about awareness and understanding of what this whole budget process entails, what do you think the young people need to know before talking about this, before making these decisions?
Okay, so before any other thing, young people really need to understand the trends that have been happening. Of late, if we are to highlight the past 3 months, there has been a trend in our league in terms of the changes. Already we see a difference of 80% from the national rating, which was 14, and now we are looking at it as 25. To the young person, the question is, do we really understand what is happening? Why have there been such a change within the 3 months? And when we look at the various commodities in the supermarkets, we see that there is a trend whereby there's a different rate on weekends, and then during weekdays, there's a different rate as well. But I would like to bring it to the everyday example of our lives to say, going to school or boarding a local bus to go to school, there's a change from 10 zig to 20 zig and then sometimes 15 zig. Those simple examples really need to be embedded within the young people to understand the socio-economic things that are happening. Realistic expectations are supposed to be given as well as to empower young people to actually understand when it comes to financial literacy. So when we are now looking at the budget that is going to be done, we need to address the issues of youth unemployment, the opportunities that exist for them within the entrepreneurship as well as the innovation. We also want to look at the education system. If there isn't a future for young people when it comes to the budget of Zimbabwe using the local currency, and what will be the actual measures that will protect the vulnerable populations that are within the peri-urban as well as the rural areas. So these are so many questions that we hold as young people. And the last one just to highlight is, how can young people participate in the budget decision making? And this is something that we always want to hear. We do have the junior parliamentarians, but do they really understand, or do they really know, are they really advocating for us people? And looking at the financial minister as a call to you, how best is the financial minister engaging the young people in this decision making of the nation?
Mabata nyaya dzakawanda apo hanzvadzi. Asi ndoda kuti ndidzoke pane yamataura yemaretsi iyo. Tinonzwa zigi nhasi richinzi razoti, marimwe zviro tainzwa kuti rakadzika, rakakwira, radonha zvazodai. Iko zvino manga muchitaura nyaya yekuti mari dzinochinja-chinja kana kumakombi kana kuzvitoro muzuva rimwe chete. Izvozvo zvese izvozvozvo zvinosiya vechidiki vakamira papi munyaya dzeupfumi hwenyika?
Panyaya yeupfumi hwenyika ipapapa ndipo patinobva tada kuona kuti tiri kuzvinzwisisa here uye zviri kurevechii. Kana tiki tine goridhe, dzigiri rakapfigirwa negoridhe, zviri kubhenda nekuti? Kana taona mashandukiro kana tumachinjiro ari kuita mari aya, zvine tsariro here yamangwana? Tiri kutotarisa kuti kupera kwegore rino ri mwaka wasvika waDisemba kuti zvinenge zvakamira sei, apo patinenge tichigadzirira kuti vana vechikoro vaende kuzvikoro. Kana tichinotarisawo kunyange mayoung adults vane mabasa anovapawo mari dzemazi government. Achakwanisa kuzviriritira here muupenyu hwavo. Tigotarisa kuti kana iri investment kana kuchengetedzawo kuti vange vane mabhindauko akanaka zvinenge zvichienda nekupi. Saka mubvunzo wakanaka pakuti ramangwana redu rakamira sei uye zvinhu zviri kutarisirwawo here kuti zvichange zvichigadziriswa kuti tinge tine stability yatinotaura pamari yedu.
Tombodzoka imo muzvikoro ndinoziva munoshanda nemapoka akasiyana siyana, mastudents vari kumatertiary, vari kumajunior, vari kumamedium, vari kuhigh school. Mari dziri kubhadharwa muzvikoro pari zvino nemari dzinotambirwa nevabereki nevanoriritira vana mudzimba umu zviri kufamba sei? Are we paying in US dollars? Are we paying in the ZIG?
Saka zvinosiyana-siyana. Tichitarisa nyika yedu tinoona kuti inyika inokurudzira kushandisa mari yedu isusu muno muZimbabwe. Asi zvisinei, tukaona kuti vabereki kana kuti vanoriritira vana vanoenda kuchikoro vari kushandisawo mari dzakasiyana-siyana. Naizvozvo panoshandiswawo mari dzemishini, pakushandiswawo iwo mari dzekuAmerica pamwe chete naiwo maZigi. Asi tinoona kuti zviri kunetsa. Tinoona zvikoro zvaane mabhajeti akasiyana-siyana. Tinoonawo zvakare kuti mari dziri kutambirawo vabereki kana kuti machildhood family, ndizvo nditaure kuti pachildhood family tinoona pane matambudziko, nekuti tiri kutarisa kuti per day munhu ari kuwanawo mari yakawanda sei, wotarisawo maZigi ari kubhadharwa. Tikatarisa mwaka uno tikoona kuti vamwe vakatonyora maexams, vamwe havasi kutonyora maexams nekuda kwekuti mari yachona haisi kuwanika. Mari yachona imwe yachona inodiwa iri mumaZigi akawanda. Todzokera zvakare kwatambotaura kuti unoona rate rachona richichinja. Asi zvisinei, tine tarisiro yekuti kupfurikidzwa nevision 2030 kuda zvinhu zvichanaka, kuda zvinhu zvichatirerukira, kungava kuchikoro, kungava kukurarama kwedu kana utano hwedu chaihwo chaihwo. Nokuti tiri kutarisa kuti kana ZIGI redu iri kushanda zvakanaka, dai rakwanisa raitawo health insurance kana kuti education insurance yekuti zvinorerukira vabereki pamwe chete nevana vari kuenda kuchikoro.
Tombodzoka ndiuye now let's put a microscope on your organization, what you do, kubasa kwenyu imimi nesangano ramunoshanda naro iro. How do you work with young people in country in relation to economic issues, in relation to bread and butter issues in their day-to-day living?
South Africa, we are very keen to working with young people, NGOs, government, especially on those who have young people at heart. And we are very inclusive in terms of working also with the community that has people living with disabilities. So we offer services of training, teaching, coaching, and mentorship. When it comes to coaching, we work with other different organizations. For instance, those who are into financial literacy, we work with them in order to give awareness as well as education to young people in the rural communities as well as in the urban areas. We also take mentorship as a serious service that we offer to young people who seek for mentorship in terms of their career guidance. Because of late, we have noticed that young people are losing hope. Work for the future, work of anticipating for good things as well as upscaling the national activities. So that's where we come in as Youth West Africa, addressing to the issue of young people losing hope and giving them hope, and as well as giving them opportunities so that they can advance the works that are being done in Zimbabwe as well as outside Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. And do you think the young people that you work with understand the gravity of the kind of ideology you are selling to them, the kind of mentality you are trying to groom and build among them? Do you think they understand where you're coming from?
Right now, I can appear to say the group or the scope that we have of young people, it's a blessing that they are intellect, they are academic, and they understand the national trends or the global trends that are happening. But the issue then comes to the young people that we deal with who are living in the rural areas, who do not have access to internet, or who do not have exposure. Because the lack of exposure then shows them lacking information in certain areas. So we are looking at young people, mixing them all together so that they understand everything that comes in place, so that everything is addressed.
Then ndinoda kukubvunzai mumwe mubvunzo nekuti imi muno famba munzvimbo dzakawanda muchiona vechidiki vakawanda muchinzwa matambudziko avo. Takanzwa paitaurwa nevakatangwa misangano iyoyi yatati chitaura nezvayo yemabudget consultations, kune vanorarama nehurema vaichema-chema kuti nyaya idzi hadzinyatsokusvika kwavari. Munavowo here boka irori mune mapoka amunoshanda nawo, uye kana muvariko vari kubatsirikawo here nenzira dzipi?
Tinotenda zvikuru pari zvino tine uchapupu hwakabva kune vechidiki vanorarama neurema kuti vavaone chigaro mupariyamende, vava kumirirwawo. Uye pakurarama neurema pane nyaya zvakare yeabinism, saka munoona kuti zvinhu zvose izvi zviri kubatanidzwa. Saka pari zvino hatingashore zviri kuitwa, asi kutotenda zvikuru kuti vechidiki vari kumiririrwa. Uye tiri kutarisa nhau dzakaita kana zvakaita seutano panoenda vakadzi pavanotedza paya maya ishu dzachona akati wandei, asi tokona kuti pane zvakawanda zviri kuitwa pari zvino zvekuti panoperawo gore rinori, aiwa tinoona kuti muyuthi wese angangova ari mune zvekuita neupfumi hwenyika, mune zvicherwa zvenyika, mune social humanitarians, kana kuti mune zvekuita nekurima chaiko chaiko, tikona kuti concept yese iyoyo yakatanidzwa kuti muyouth ange ari munhu akaumbika pane zvinhu zvese zvaanenge achizoita.
Yanyaya yeyouth empowerment kaya maakubatai, asi handidi kuti muende nekuti I know you are a preacher in this ministry. Kune mukomana wechidiki nemusikana wechidiki kunze uko vari kurarama muZimbabwe yanhasi vachiti zvinhu zvakaoma, vamwe vachiti there is unlimited unemployment, vachichema nenyaya yekudonha kwemari iyoyi nezvakawanda wanda, asi vamwe vari kuitawo mabhinda uko, vamwe vari kutorarama. Do you have a word that you can give to that young person today?
Absolutely. We want hope as young people. So we will continue to have hope despite the challenges that we are facing. In as much as the opportunities are hindered and requires a lot, we are going to continue to thrive. And that is why we find ourselves as young people all investing in our education as well as our skills. That's why you find young people nowadays, they are still continuing to enroll in short courses or even pursuing for masters to PhD. So we will always continue also to be entrepreneurs and always to be job seeking in everything that we do. Otherwise, we continue to communicate clearly that we always want to have youth representation and we want to have young people included in decision making and moving forward, because we are the future and the future is now.
Aiwa, ndinoda kukutendai zvikuru vanzvadzi kunge mapinda pachirongwa chedu chanhasi. Unfortunately, we had hoped to have another guest, an economist, Mr. Elton Ziki, who is with the African Cause Trust, but we are glad we had the moment today to share with you, Mr. Miti, and we appreciate you for joining us. Thank you so much. We will call on you again in other programs that will come in the future. So
thank you so much.
We will also love to thank our viewers and our listeners from all over the world, wherever you are watching from, wherever you are listening from and following from. This is Live Talk. We come to you every day, Monday to Friday at 8 p.m. Zimbabwe time. And for today, this is coming to the end of our show, and I'm signing off in Washington. It's Evans Zeninga.